Kof Tes Teves, Monday the 23rd of January, Harav Zvulun Schwarzman, Achilles Matzah, Kol Shivo.
The Pasuk says, Burishim Barbosa Yoim Lechidish, Berev Teichu Matzis, Ad Yoim Ha'echot Ve'eschim Lechidish Boerev. From the 14th night Boerev until the 21st night Boerev. Rashi brings Agrim Echot Be'eschim Lomo Nema. What does the Pasuk say at Lomo? Valak for Nema Shivas Yom Yishe Nema Yomim. Because it says Yomim Leilis Minay. It says Shivas Yomim Teichel Matzis. So we know. So, but it says Yomim. How do you know Leilis? Tamud Loyim Agrim Echot. Agrim Echot Be'eschim. So you know, it says from here till there, so you know it includes all the time in between, day and night. Otherwise, I would say it's only day. So here comes Akasha. Very, the Cheskuni is Akasha and Rashi. What are we talking about here? Eating matzah? The whole Pesach. You should eat matzah until the 21st day at night. We have the Gemara, it's Muski Mokrao, that the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah is Laila Rishon Choyva, Shiva is Rishus. Rishus. If you want, you can eat it. If you don't want, you don't have to eat it. If you eat it. So, what is it telling me? That I'm allowed to eat matzah all 7 days, even at nights? When I would think I'm not allowed to eat matzah at night? Only during the day allowed to eat matzah? What is this Rashi telling us? That this is the reshus to eat matzah, and he says, as far as chometz is concerned, it says mefurish. It says very. It says mefurish kol oichel chometz v'nichvesu hanefshahim Yisrael miyem arish nagim ashvi. Said in Fush, from the first till the seventh day, whoever eats chametz is chayav kos. And that's just like over here, it's from here till there. From here to there means everything in between is included. So the Cheskuni over here says, Achidush, which I don't know if the first place that this Chidush is openly said, you know, we'll soon see others, others that say it also. He says like this, matzah reshus doesn't mean that we simply understand do what you want. There's nothing, it's optional and it makes no difference what you do. But he says, the mitzvah of the first night, he says, is if you do it, if you don't do it, you get an einish, if you do it, you get tzchav. On the rest of the days, if you do it, you get schach in the time what the Torah says. You get schach. And therefore, he says, therefore, he says, "Losh b'losnuk." There is chod dvorim she'ein mekavim schar basiyos and vayich sheleit kli matzim le'rishim ve'elach. Or mikol mokim b'mitzas matzat echelus shivas yom. Ksiv kloyim im ocha mitzuk kol shivas yom kiim hu posuk ze shal shivas yom matzat echel. He was mekayim this posuk. You're mekayim what the Torah said. And obviously, someone who does what the Torah says, the Bereshit rewards mitzat schar of a mitzvah, of doing a mitzvah, what you're commanded to do, but it's the schar of fulfilling the words of the Torah. And for that, you get schar. So therefore, the drosha is appropriate. because that's how it forgets for doing what it says in the Torah. You have day and night, all 7 days. Not just that's his pshat. That's his pshat in the pasuk. This din that he says is brought down in my seraf that the gro b'shem. I'm open to questions. The Meister Rav says also that the grower is mahadr to eat matzah all 7 days. To eat matzah all 7 days. To the kind of the pasuk of Beltuch Matzahs. And he says, because when it says b'shus doesn't mean, b'shus means you're not obligated, you don't must do it. But b'shus of the Torah means it's a mitzvah still. And the one who wrote the Ma'aser Rav brings Makaris, like just like he says, Tfilas Arvus Rishus. The Gemara says Tfilas Arvus Rishus, and yet we all know he has to have Ma'ariv. Right? You have to do it, but it's a lower gather of Chief. But the Emes, the first thing we Lachaira, we're left here with a pasuk that without the pshat and chaskuni, the pasuk is the pasuk portion has no pshat. Has no pshat. I saw there's a lot of achvoinim that are mistapik in this halacha if there's a mitzvah like that. Also, so it needs to be understood. In other words, the gili of the Torah is that whenever there's an extra pasuk in the Torah, it's a Torah with Russia, not what you have to do. Here it's Kilo telling you a drasha, that the Torah is telling you a drasha to tell you that this is what the Torah is saying. If the Torah is saying it, you should do it. If you don't think it, you shouldn't do it. There's no place for drasha here. You shouldn't make a mistake. No place here for yes mistakes or not mistakes. There's nothing you would think you don't have to. You have to know if there's there are lishenis and lishenim also in not going to report them in the second parak in Pesachim, the Loshna Ramban, it's mashma that there's no what you do the rest of Pesach, there's no mokum of a difference. Just a dogma, this is machlokes rishonim bemes, but some rishonim say that the drosh of lechem oini, that the first night we're not allowed to eat matzah shiva. Even people who eat matzah to Pesach the first night, we're not allowed to, because it says the first is lechem oini. So what about the rest of Pesach? So some Rishonim say you learn out from the Pesukim it's only the first night, not the rest of Pesach. In the Ramban, another Rishonim says it doesn't make sense to have such a drasha, because there's no mitzvah to eat matzah the rest of Pesach. What difference is it what you eat? As long as it's not chometz, you could eat. So if the Torah says lechem oini, it doesn't have to tell you when. If it says that lechem matzah is, you can only kind of the mitzvah of matzah with lechem oini. Now I know the mitzvah of matzah I have only the first night. But in point to the Chaskuni, there is a place, we do need a drasha for that. We do need to know that. Because if you want to be mekayim this additional mitzvah, this additional, whatever, kiyum ha-Torah, we'll call it, this additional kiyum ha-Torah, you have to know whether you can do it with egg matzahs or not. If you have a drasha that lechem only pertains only to the first night, you mekayim this kiyum ha-Torah with call it matzah shiva. I don't know, it's coming all egma. Otherwise, you're not. So we see there is. It seems that it's not a double muskum. It's not a double muskum. Bemis, there is another source that sounds similar to this shita. Which is there's a Baal Moir in the end of Pesachim. That is an interesting question. It's an interesting question. The Gemara says that sukkahs, eating in the sukkah and eating matzah is a hekesh. Just like matzah, the chiyuv to eat matzah is only the first night. The rest is rishus. So too the chiyuv to eat in the sukkah is only the first night. The rest is rishus. If the person wants, he can go a whole sukkah theoretically and eat just shahakal or mezain is less than a shear, less than a kibetzah, not more than a kibetzah, and not be kaveh sudah, and he can eat. He could spend, except for sleeping, he could spend his whole sukkah outside the sukkah. He could spend his whole sukkah outside the sukkah. So why, and so when we eat in the sukkah, a whole sukkah, we make a bracha, and on matzah, the rest of Pesach, we don't make a bracha. We don't make both. Here's the cash. So he says to Terence, what? No, the Gemara says both. The first night is Rishus, the rest is Chayva, the rest is Rishus. So what's the difference? So he says to Terence like this, that since it's possible not to have to eat matzah whole Pesach, because a person could sustain himself very well without eating only rice, only other, I mean, you could have a full diet without eating matzah. Someone recommended it. But we, as on sukkahs, it's impossible for a person to go through a whole sukkahs without having to use the sukkah. It's impossible. Because even though a person could not eat sukkahs, but a person can live for 3 days without sleep. Some fusha gemar in the door. That a person, in other words, he'll inevitably fall asleep within 3 days. He'll inevitably fall asleep. A person makes a bed and not to sleep for 3 days. He made a shvua not to sleep for 3 days. He's the shvua shof. It's an impossibility. So therefore, you must use the sukkah and sukkahs. Because you're not allowed to sleep outside the sukkah. So you must use this, and shein is also even shein asavai. So therefore, we make a bracha. In other words, it seems that he says that the fact that you must use the sukkah, so the Torah told you Shiva Syom Teshiva Sukkah, so Apoch, the Torah gave you a mitzvah, you have to do this. Because since it's clear the fact is it's not possible otherwise, so therefore you have to use the sukkah. Mashenki matzah. Mashenki matzah. You don't. Matzah, you don't have to. Matzah, you could live 7 days without eating matzah. So the pashtus in the kasha was that you make a bracha on both. That means that the matzah is also a mitzvah. It's just like sukkah is a mitzvah, the matzah is a mitzvah. Therefore, and the fact that yeshus is not a reason not to make a bracha. Meaning to say, al kochos yeshus means you're not obligated, but you're doing something. You do even so that you can call a mitzvah, he says. Otherwise, there's no question of it. You should just ask, how do we make a bracha on sukkahs for shoes? That's why he asks. Yes, what's the difference? Why here we make a bracha, here we don't? It doesn't question the basic concept of the bracha. And the Teretz, we have to know where he holds according to the Teretz. If he's going, in the Teretz is not just that we have to sleep in the sukkah, and for that we make a bracha, because we make a bracha on the sukkah, whatever we do in the sukkah. But we can also make the bracha. But it's a gili milsa, that the meaning of Asukas Teishu Shivas Yomim is a positive chiyuv, a commandment, sit in the sukkah. Asukas Teishu, you should sit in the sukkah. Because our kochach is not possible to live without sitting, so the Torah is telling you to sit. So anything that you do is a kiyum of a chiyuv to sit in the sukkah. Mashenkin by matzah, there's no chiyuv to go. It's not a mitzvah mechuyevs, but could be the get of a mitzvah kiyumis that your mekayim still remains. It's possible. Possible still remains even according to his tenets. Now there is in the Rambam, it's interesting. The Rambam in Hilchos Sukkah brings that. You're matzah b'leil yom tov rishon b'sukkah chayv. Achila b'leil yom tov rishon. Excuse me, not matzah. Afilu ochel kazayis pasu yotzi yedei chivos. Mikan ve'eilach, eating in the sukkah after the first night, is rishus. Rotzo lechel sudosoy. So he eats sukkah. He wants to eat the sukkah. Rotzo ein oichel kol shiva l'peiris. He wants to eat only fruits and nuts and cloves. Chutzos oichel. Kidin achilas matzah b'pesach. Kidin achila, like achilas matzah b'pesach. He seems to say it's absolutely the same. It's absolutely the same. Yeah, which is a pelot. I mean, kidin achilas matzah. The Baramoyas Kash is right. Here we make a bracha, here we don't. It's the same thing. And here is a mitzvah. So it's clear in the Rambam Shita that the Rambam doesn't mean the comparison makes it the same level of mitzvah. But I think the pshat in the Rambam is simple. The mitzvah of sukkah is not a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah. It's a mitzvah to live in the sukkah. That mitzvah is a mitzvah chiyuvis called shiva. I have to live in the sukkah. First, let's look at this. No, living means his home is his sukkah. Like the Rambam explains, elaborates from the Braisa, person lives in his sukkah. And that's a mitzvah mechuyevis. I'm mechuyev to live in the sukkah. Any time I go into my house, which is whenever a person walks in a house, you know, no matter what he does in his house, he's living in his house. No, a person doesn't walk in to visit his house. To visit. He walks into his house, he walks into his home. It's part, that's where he's living. So the Rambam Shita, every time you walk into the sukkah, no matter what you want to do, or you want to sit down, or to sit down in the sukkah, even if you want to do nothing, you make a bracha. Because the mitzvah is to live in the sukkah. But living in the sukkah doesn't say you have to do the particular act of eating in the sukkah. Eating is one of the functions of a home. Of what you do and where you live. That you don't have to. That you're not mechuyev to do. The first night, you're mechuyev to eat in the sukkah. The hekish to matzah is not the mitzvah of matzah to the mitzvah of sukkah. But the achila of matzah, since matzah mitzvah achila, the achila of matzah to achila of sukkah. Achila of sukkah is like achila of matzah. And the achila of matzah is reshus. And the achil of sukkah is reshus, because you don't have to eat the sukkah. And then the point to Rambam, it could be you're not mechuyev b'chlal to eat the sukkah. You're mechuyev to live in the sukkah. But the particular act of achil, you're b'chlal not obligated to do. That's the pashtus of koitra. The bracha we make is nothing to do with achil. The bracha is, because the Rambam Shita, not like we're noyeg, not like it's a pashtus of Shulchan Aruch, but that every time you go into the sukkah to sit down, you make a bracha, no matter what you do. So therefore, the Rambam fakert. The Rambam is muchach the other way. Those in matzah, the whole mitzvah is dachil. Right, the mitzvah is dachil. It says that achil is rishus, and it sounds like just like by sukkah. The Rambam says it's absolute rishus. Eating in a sukkah called shiva is absolute rishus. There's no mitzvah whatsoever. I mean, the key is because it happens to be that's why I'm living. But mitzvah dachil. It's a reshus. There's no. So the chayit is the chayit. So it's a double. Just one. What?
How do you see that it's not an additional mitzvah of the achila?
According to the Rambam, it sounds it is an additional chiyuv in the mitzvah. An additional chiyuv. That's why that additional chiyuv is only the first night. The other nights we don't have that additional chiyuv at all. Not even as a mitzvah kiyumis. No, the king the other nights is not that because of, I'm eating. Because I'm living here. I just sat down. I'm living the sukkah the whole time. It doesn't make a difference if I'm eating or not eating. There's no additional kiyum mitzvah in eating in the sukkah the rest of the yontif. He said, I'm living in the sukkah. Happens to be I'm living. It's not the achil itself is not a bazundar kiyum in the rest of sukkahs. If you move, you're not allowed to eat outside the sukkah. Because then you'd be living somewhere else, in other words. If you just sit down on a park bench, you're not living in the park. But as was customary, people eat at home. So people eat at home. So eating outside the home is the pshat. You're living outside your house. But the etzem inyan of achila itself is not a mitzvah in sukkah kol shiva, b'chlal. Just one nekuda. This is Yerushalmi. That says, the Yerushalmi in the beginning of Pesach, that said that Chometz Kol Shiva is an esed loisase. Is an esed. Is an esed. Those the isa to eat chometz is besides being allowed is an esed also, because it's a esed to eat matzah. The loy chometz. Even though matzah the rest of days is a rishus, but it remains an isa esed and eating chometz. That's the so you shall mean in the beginning of Pesachim. That Galut and Yisham is a Pesachim. So we find here, you know, even if there's no, like every Isu essay, like every time there's an Isu essay, in quote the Reif Shitzar Hashem, even though it's an essay, but the cue, it's only a cue of not being Mevachlet, like a Loish essay. The cue is in not being Mevachlet. And if Matzah means Matzah V'loi Chometz, so that would be the key would be in not eating chometz. Then we understand the pshat that why no it's the terrorist is no in eating the matzah, but you have the key that you don't eat chometz. But I was thinking something additional. The Rambam Shita, this says Rabbi Avraham ben Rambam brings a phrase called the Rambam Shita. In the Rambam Shita, the Ma'aseh Nisman Sefer Mitzvahs, he says as follows: we have a lot of Rishayim that say there's a isu essay of eating something that didn't have shchit. Now, whenever you eat something that's invaded, that wasn't shechted properly, according to our Rishayim, there's an isu essay. There's a vachta v'chalta. It's a lot of v'chal essay. It's a place in shul. There's an isu essay, and. The Rambam brings shchit as a mitzvah. So the Rambam explains according to the Rambam, it's not an isu esse and eating the veil. It's not an isu esse and eating the veil. He says it's a mitzvah because when the Torah says there's a vachto, it told you how to shecht. Like it says, there's a vachto kasha tzivisicha. Now slaughter it in a certain manner and then eat it. The Torah said slaughter it this way and then eat it. He says if you have an veil, let's say you have a stomach of it, that an animal died. An animal died, I wasn't mevatel the mitzvah of a zavachto v'chalta. Because I didn't do anything. It just, it happens to be an event. If I take an animal and I slaughter it, and I kill it, not the way the Torah tells us to, and then I eat it, I'm mevatel the mitzvah. Because the Torah tells you when you eat, you shecht in this way and then eat. When you shecht in a different way, when you do it in a different way, then you mevatel the mitzvah. Those not shechting properly and eating what you shechted improperly is the bitul mitzvah essay. Those the mitzvah essay of shchita. A kumuvan shchita. I don't have to do always. When you want to eat, this is the mitzvah. So if you do it another way, you don't do what the Torah said, you mevatel the essay. You do it, you mekayim. When you found an avail in the street, you did go out and avail, but it has nothing to do with shchita. You didn't prepare your food at all. You found an avail. So I was thinking that the pshat is like this: matzah. The property of matzah is not just that it's not chometz. Matzah is bread. It's bread. It's lechem. And if we'll have a matzah that doesn't fulfill the requirements of lechem, you know, like the Gemara tells us. If you cook it or other things that take away the tzuras apas, so you're not going to carry the mitzvah of matzah with it, because it's not matzah. Because matzah by definition means lechem. It means bread. It doesn't just mean when you have flour and water that didn't become chometz. It's flour and water that's lechem that didn't become chometz. Well, that's bread. And that's a definition, an inherent definition in matzah. So it could be like this, that the mitzvah of matzah kol shiva, it's rishus. It's rishus, meaning to say, like we liken it to shchita, that type of mitzvah. When you want to eat something, when you want to eat meat, there's a mitzvah to shecht it and then eat. And the mitzvah is to shecht it in the way the Torah prescribed. Doing it otherwise is a bitul of that mitzvah. When you want to eat bread, It is because when we eat bread, the Torah tells you you should eat it as matzah. Your bread should be matzah. If your bread will not be matzah, then you will lack the mitzvah. It's not going on chometz. It's going on matzah. It's going on lechem. Matzah is a lechem that's not chometz. Right? Matzah. So therefore, it's not just a bitul like the Rambam. It's not just an isur esed of eating chometz. It doesn't mean like an isur esed, but it's a kiyum of eating lechem that's matzah. That's the kiyum. If that's the pshat, we understand very well why we need a drosha that lechem oini is only the first day, not the other days. Because lechem oini, matzah shira, lechem that's not lechem oini, is bread. But the Torah made a requirement, it's bread. You can make that, I mean, if you can make a suit, it could be bread. It could be bread, it's not the, I mean, I'm not going to shout a passable kissing right now, but it's bread. If the Torah said for Pesach, matzah shira is not bread. So then if you eat matzah shira or Pesach, you're going to need a vatel mitzvah. Because shira is going to matzah tzvishus. When you want to eat bread, you eat matzah. And the bread, so therefore you need a special drosha to tell us that this bread that you eat, the bread does not have to be lechem oini only the first night. And the rest of Pesach, matzah that's not lechem oini, is proper matzah. Therefore, you're being kind this mitzvah. So according to this, we have to, the key is when you want to eat bread, to eat matzah. And therefore, even though we can't have a beetle here, because there's no bread that's not, if it's not chometz, then it's bread, it's matzah, because it's monoshech. If it's not going to be kosher matzah, it's because it's not bread, usually. Don't you have to think that it's still bread and it's not kosher matzah, it's only matzah shira. Everything else is because of yisrael and bread. So maybe you don't have enough communion in it, but that's the question, that's the according to the Russian.